colorful life. Unfortunately, he forgot to include his family in it. And so he was a womanizer, a gambler, and a drunkard. Not necessarily in that order. I knew him briefly as a kid, and I don't remember him too much except for playing cribbage. And but he was always civil to me and my brother. But my mom grew up as a really in a bad space, because she was the last child and probably the unwanted child. Her mother was second generation removed from Germany. She was raised in Modesto. And I thought, here's a woman who meets my dad, who is abandoned in Mexico as a little kid. He comes over to Olivera Street when he was 7 years old, settles down in San Francisco at 11 years old. And his lot in his early life was to help his mother raise himself and two sisters. One sister is Mark's mom, Carmen. So they were struggling as a family when they were young also. And my dad was a breadwinner, sort of, you know. He told me, he says, when I was a kid, I knew how to make my stomach big because it signified malnutrition. I would have to stand on the corner. And so those were things that he was not proud of, that he had to be put into the situation. And he never went back to Mexico. He became a very good citizen. He was in, my dad. He made Curcio with us, and he also was the unofficial mayor of the Excelsior District and got buried with the police escort. And when he was laid out, I thought he had it right and I didn't have it right. And so I changed my life. But these two people got together. And what I was never able to communicate effectively with my mom when she was under our care in hospice in the house, never was. I'd start the conversation and I could see it was going nowhere, and then it kind of stopped. The closest I got to my dad was the hugging. And one day I got to cut his toenails in the hospital. And I was cutting his toenails in the hospital, and I noticed his feet were exactly like my feet. I thought, I know these feet, they're mine. So it's easy for me to cut the feet, toenails. But my dad was, he was firm, but he was also warm in that respect. My mother was warm also, don't get me wrong, but just a different, connection. So these two people come together and do the best they can, okay? So when Jack said that to me and to everyone else about his brother, I wanted to bring up the topic that, since I didn't prepare for it, is what, in your life, what incident or what, around your family, or other people that were very close to you, what could you have done, or what did you do, and what did you wish you did in a certain circumstance, a wish that could take place? Let me give you an example. When I was in the psychology class, we had family sculpting. Okay, so the model was, okay, what is your ideal family? How many people were in your family? And so we got our classmates up there against the wall, and you were my dad, you're my mom, you're my sister, you're my brother, except, and put your family up there in a connection, what would be your ideal connection for your whole family? And so you did it. And then the instructor said, okay, now show me your real family. Put the same people up and show us your real family. Well, what was like this with many of the family members when they put their ideal family up, connect